Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It is I, the KODCM. That's King of DC Media, a.k.a. William Powell. Welcome to another episode of the Inside Acting Radio Show. This show is sponsored by DC Actors Examiner, a fantastic source of articles about acting. DC Actors Examiner recently celebrated 6 years. You can go find it by Googling DC Actors Examiner. Yours truly will be playing Bobo and Raising in the Sun at Greenbelt Art Center, 123 Center Way, Greenbelt, Maryland, opening May 15th. For tickets, go to www.greenbeltartcenter.org. That's www.greenbeltartcenter.org. You can follow me at Facebook at @William.T.Powell. That's William.T.Powell on Facebook, or at Twitter, Inside Underbar Acting. And if you'd like to advertise your show here on the Inside Acting Radio Show, you can always contact me at William400@Yahoo.com, William400@Yahoo.com, subject line radio ad. Tonight's guest is the gorgeous Deanna Mollier of the reality show Container Wars, who will be talking about her return to reality TV with a new spinoff show. Now, Deanna is a former Miss America and Miss International 2012. Deanna loves to help out in the community with charity events, charity functions, and she's also an entrepreneur with a home-based business called OC Treasure Queen, on which she sells many of the items that she finds in storage containers and things of that nature. So I see she has joined us, so let me bring her on in.
Hello.
Hello, Deanna. How are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm wonderful.
Good. All right. So I'm going to jump right in. So I want to step back and talk about how you even got into reality TV in the first place.
Wow. I'm going to definitely try to make a long story short. It actually came on behalf of my husband. I was involved with, obviously, SAG-AFTRA projects back in, 1999. I had a great run on a few shows. My first actual SAG role was on Silk Stockings, and yes, I'm giving my age away, but I had a really great run with, like I said, SAG and AFTRA projects, and yes, I did quite a few acting jobs, and you know, I always had a wonderful time and a great time. So when I married my husband, I was pursuing acting at the time, but then I just stopped. The passion was no longer there. So my husband, you know, told me, he's like, why don't you get back into the business? And you know what? I just said, you know, I'm going to try reality TV, and I'm going to give that a try because I always knew my background was very, very unique. And that's exactly what I did. So I tried out for numerous shows, and I finally landed Container Wars, and the rest is history.
Now, how is Container Wars different from other reality shows out there? What makes it unique?
What I believe makes Container Wars unique is it's more of a game show-based type of a concept. We go, we play, and we bid on these containers, and, you know, so that's what makes it just so unique. And, you know, as far as the drama is concerned, it all does come from the whole fact that we are competing for these containers, and obviously that's where the drama comes in, that's where, you know, our personalities definitely, you know, come out and about. So I think that's what makes Container Wars so unique, and it's still airing all the reruns, I mean, pretty much all over the world. It's definitely a huge international show. They just ran reruns today on True TV, and it's still going strong, and it was just unfortunate it didn't get picked up for more episodes until recently. We did hear a little bit about the show possibly getting picked up by another network, but we haven't heard anything, you know, since, and that's how it came about for me to obviously move on to a spinoff show, and obviously that's going to be my return back to reality TV, and I'm really excited about all that.
Yeah, okay, so what's the name of that show?
Right now the working title is OC Gold Digger, and don't let the name fool you.
Okay.
Do not let the name fool you. And it's not all about what's in a man's deep pockets. It is all about what's inside my lady friend's closet. So I'm going to leave it at that. It's a teaser, and you know I can only talk so much about it right now because it's definitely in the development stages. But it's definitely something that I really truly believe is going to be the next big hit in reality TV. It's something that all women are going to be able to relate to. And hey, I played with the big boys. Now I'm going to play with the ladies.
Okay, so you got to tell me what's going on with Perfect Chaos.
Ooh, Perfect Chaos. Wow, that is going to be a fun project. It's a actual love comedy, and I'm really excited. I'm going to be working with some great actors on there. I know they're still in the process of casting a couple of other parts on A Perfect Chaos, and it's definitely something that I look forward to working on, and I'm going to be playing a character that is obviously a little bit close to me, smart, witty, very much uses her assets to get what she wants, and that's the character that I will be playing. Her, and her name is Holly Purbenickel.
Wow. So
yeah,
you got
so,
some other
Monday,
projects. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely quite a few things coming up. As a matter of fact, on Monday I will be down in L.A. for my first premiere for an animation short film that I did, and I'm looking forward to that. And I obviously was a lead in that, so you'll probably see my postings on Facebook for the red carpet and everything. And it's basically Night of the Demon. Don't let the name fool you on that either. And it was a real fun project to work on, and it was actually an animation comedy. And needless to say, I get in bed with Sasquatch.
Really? Wow.
Really, really. And, yeah, the whole irony of the short film is he actually turns out to be this hunky, you know, human man. And, yeah, so I pretty much check him off the list.
I think I've heard it all. Wow.
Yeah. And I was just on I was just on an episode of Soul Man, and that was really a lot of fun because I actually played myself. It was so much fun. I played myself, Deanna Malay, the treasure hunter, and I was actually shopping Lolly's closet. She was selling on eBay, and she was selling all her items that she had there in her closet, and that's exactly what I did. I was shopping on, you know, Soul Man on the set and everything. I had a couple of lines, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Okay, so how did you get that? How did that work for you? Did you just get calls from your agent or just word of mouth? How do you get these gigs?
I don't have an agent or a manager. I pretty much do it on my own, and I don't want to say it's easier now, or I don't want to say it's – put it this way. It's a little different now with the fact that I do know a lot of people, and that makes a huge difference in the industry because obviously they trust you. They know you're going to show up, you know, for their projects, and they know that you're reliable and everything. Again, that IMDb is pretty much your resume. So when they see that you're reliable, you're going to show up, and you're somebody who promotes, obviously, their show, well, that's why they're going to hire you. And right now, it's definitely a lot of connections that I've made over the last 3 years with that being reality TV. And, yeah, so I have been asked on a couple of shows in the near future to be guest star, and I'm really looking forward to that, too. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it's done.
Have you the liberty to talk about some of those shows?
I do. As a matter of fact, one of these shows is going to be Jane the Virgin, and the other one is Criminal Minds.
Wow, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I'm excited. I'm actually really excited for Criminal Minds because I will be playing a character, Officer Ramsey, and a police officer, obviously, and I will be shooting that in a couple of weeks, but that won't air probably until, I'd say, probably a month and a half.
Interesting.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm. It always excites me. I mean, getting that phone call just always excites me. That's something that's never going to change. And the whole dynamic of this new spinoff show is just got me definitely very extremely excited because I'm the one who created it. I'm the one who is going to be starring in it. I'm actually casting a few of my friends who have been dying to get into reality TV for the last 5 years. I'm giving them opportunities. So it's my way of almost giving back to the people around me that I truly love and care about. And in the whole process of it all, as I keep telling, you know, my girlfriends, I just don't want to create any diva monsters. And that's, I really, truly value the whole fact of sticking to really who I am and being, you know, authentic, and nothing changes. I think the only thing that may change is the whole fact of, you know, I may have a little bit more money to be able to retire from, you know, in the next 10 years or so. But otherwise, I really think it's a great opportunity to be, you know, to be able to give back to people around you who really have tried very hard to either be cast or audition for different projects and everything. And if you're able to bring them on board, it's a bigger and it's a more fun party. Who wants to be on top by themselves? I want everybody to be there with me. So everybody jump on the boat. Come on, let's go.
Wow, I love that that philosophy. So about how many red carpets do you find yourself doing a year?
Oh, wow. Right now it's been really busy. And unfortunately, I don't get to attend a lot of the red carpet events because, you know, family life is definitely something that is very near and dear to me. And that's one thing I will never, never, ever leave behind. I mean, work and everything is, you know, my secondary, you know, commitment in my life. But my family always comes first. And I really, truly believe in my heart, having my husband there with me to support me, it really gives me that whole foundation of, again, getting up every morning to want to do and have that passion for what I do, but not let go of the simplicity of how and why I got there. So, again, family first, but when it comes to the red carpet events, if I'm able to attend, and now that I can pick and choose to where I am going to go, I definitely like showing up to the red carpet events that support some type of cause or, you know, some type of gala that they're having a fashion show that's going to be, you know, supporting, you know, whatever it may be, a charity event or something. So that, again, is near and dear to my heart. If I'm going to give my time, I want to give my time to something that I know for a fact is going to make a difference. So red carpet events on a monthly basis, probably, seriously, like 20. And it is work. Everybody thinks, oh, invited here, you get invited there, but you need to take into consideration the time it takes to get ready. And I live in Orange County, so everything's in L.A. So round trip, you know, time-wise, you know, that's at least 2.5 hours. Getting ready before the event, an hour. Being up there at the event, you know, another 4 to 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours. So it's a job. It really is. But when you're self-promoting and when you have projects coming up, and again, the media plays a huge part, and I've gotten to get to know a lot of the media. And when they like you, they can really make a difference in your career. So that's why I stay loyal. I definitely stay loyal to the people that I meet and obviously engage in a lot of great friendships and relationships. So red carpet events are key. If you are a actor, actress, somebody out there who's in reality TV, reality personality, definitely being out there and self-promoting does make a huge difference, and you get to meet a lot of great people and a lot of good contacts.
Yeah, like you said, the media and the networking. It's the media and the networking. It's very important. So I'm going to ask you a question that's on a lot of people's minds out there. You watch these reality shows, and how much of reality TV do you find to be unreality?
You know, that is a great question, and that's why it is called reality TV, because in reality, it is done. Our people do live that character in their life, or people really do it for a living, as far as, in my case, I'm a treasure hunter. I really do it on a daily basis. You can find me here at home, you know, shipping my items out. You can find me shopping on the weekends at estate sales and garage sales, storage units, containers. So, you know, on it, you know, on the reality basis, yes, it is true. The concept is true. Now, when it comes to the factor of what you see on TV, well, yeah, of course. You know, TV is always exaggerated. And so what you see on TV, again, from the point of view of the viewer, they're going to take it in. They're going to absorb it for what they believe it is. So in that case, with reality TV, it is real. But in reality, yes, it is for entertainment purposes.
Absolutely.
It's so true. But I'll tell you this right now. But both you and I know, reality TV, I'm sorry, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. That's why you see a lot of the A, B-list, you know, big celebrities getting their shows, because reality TV pays really well. And a lot of these, you know, A-list celebrities that are having their shows, or if not their documentary or, you know, whatever it may be, hosting, because a lot of game shows, you know, love to use, you know, the bigger celebrity, bigger names. You know, reality TV, again, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And I am going to mention this because if it wasn't for me meeting these three people, and they are such a huge inspiration in the reality TV world, and they actually have an award show called the Reality Wanted Awards, which I believe is on May 15th. It's, excuse me, it'll be their third annual. And I've met these three people who created the show. It's Kristen Moss, and there's Andrew, and there's John Barra. And they are incredible. I mean, what they're doing in the reality TV world as far as bringing this award show, they're bringing all these people together. And you know what you find out under one roof? We all are real people. We're all real people. And that's what I love, and that's what I love about the reality TV world, is that we are all real people, and we are fans of one another. It's like, I really do watch you on TV. That's reality. I do watch you on TV. So that's an event that I'm really looking forward to going to, the Reality Wanted Awards, and it's their third annual. It's their third year, and it's something that, put it this way, you're going to hear about it in the near future because I know it's going to be picked up by a network and they're going to be airing it. And a lot of the people, again, from reality TV all go. And, you know, it's a fun event. It really is, because there's a lot of real people there. And that's what I love about the reality TV world. It's real. It really is real.
Yeah, reality TV stars are real. That's reassuring.
At least I know I am. I definitely am. But I'm always thankful. Always thankful.
Yeah, there's nothing unreal about you, Deanna.
On the red carpet. On the red carpet, when I take pictures, I'm myself. If you capture a photo that's me laughing with my mouth open, or you know, if I have a wardrobe malfunction and it just so happens, you know, the photographer ends up, you know, printing the picture, I don't care, because that's just who I am as a person and individual. I'm not perfection. And to me personally, I find so much beauty in imperfection, because it's something that's always going to be developed into something more beautiful.
I agree with that. Well said. So how did you get involved in Miss Universe?
Geez. I got involved in pageants way back when, and I'm talking in high school. So I always had that little edge of, you know, being involved with pageants. I actually entered my first pageant when I was 17 years old, and that was for my city pageant. And then when I got married, I found out that they had Mrs. pageants. And so I ran in the Mrs. pageants. I was actually Mrs. District of Columbia and went to the Mrs. America pageant. I believe that was in 1999. And from that time on, I just kept doing the pageants. Before you know it, I went on to win the Miss America pageant. And then in 2012, I won Miss International. And I've won, you know, titles in between. I was a Miss Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, first runner-up. And, you know, I just always enjoyed myself and always had a lot of fun. But I was never the typical type for pageants. I was different. I didn't look like the typical pageant girl, but when I would go and compete, my personality would shine on stage. And I'm an entertainer. I love to entertain people. And when I'm on stage, it's like a paper bag for me. Turn it inside out, it's the same thing. You're going to get the same thing. What you see is what you get. And so by far, I could really say that I always had that entertainer in me. And so pageants came pretty easy there. And it was just a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun with it. But most of all, I always loved being out and about in the community and helping with the different charities that I got myself involved with. And I currently mentor women for pageants. I have right now a young woman that I'm mentoring, and she's going out for Miss Orange County at the end of the month, and I'm really, really proud of her. She's a dancer, and, you know, again, they inspire me, too, and to keep doing what I'm doing because, you know, it's just something that it's universal. When you keep living that example, people are going to definitely, you know, emulate your actions and reactions, and what better way to do it except to just to stay positive and believe and continue dreaming and fulfilling your dreams, and living them daily.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So we got to talk about the Oakland Raiders. So how did you become a Raider cheerleader?
Oh, God. That's a story that's supposed to be kept under wraps, but I don't mind sharing with you. It's all good. We're raw. We're real, so it's all good. yes, I did. I tried out for the Raiderettes. At the time when I actually made the squad, they had chosen 12 women that year, and I was one of the 12. But unfortunately, and I don't say unfortunately in a bad way, but God had another plan for me. In the process of it all, I found out I was pregnant, and so I had to dismiss myself from the squad.
Aww.
It's okay. It's all right. That was my dad's dream for me. He totally wanted me to be, a Raiderette, and I did it for my dad at the time, and he was ecstatic. And then when he found out I was pregnant, he's like, "What's going to happen? Can you still be a cheerleader?" I'm like, "Dad, no, I can't."
Oh,
so that's okay. God had another plan for me, and it's good. It's all good.
Right. Speaking of God, you were in the movie, what was it, Right Hand of God. So let's go back in the past and talk about some of your older movies, like Right Hand of God. What were you doing that one?
Actually, Right Hand of God, that will be at the film festival, I believe. Oh. I want to say the Palm Springs Film Festival. That actually will be coming out in October, and that's still in post-production. Yeah, that's a newer film. And I played a nosy neighbor in that movie, and the movie is based upon the drones, and it's based upon a individual where he obviously, you know, gets, you know, a hold of a drone, and he spies on his ex-wife, and he's trying to manipulate the whole situation of why she should leave her current husband, because obviously he's not good to her, and, you know, it's a storyline that is actually a thriller, and it's going to be a good movie. And that's another movie I'm looking forward to when it comes out in October 2015.
Oh, okay. Wow, that sounds very interesting, very interesting. Let's go back to Rockstar.
Big hair.
Yeah, what was that all about?
That was probably one of the most funnest shoots I had ever been on. It really was a party. Yes, we did get intoxicated while we were on set. I know I shouldn't be saying that, but yeah, we partied. It was an 8-day shoot at the Roosevelt Hotel up in LA, and I can't say this on the air, but it was called a pee pass girl. That was my role. And it was a pee pass girl, and that's what I was cast as. And it was basically my character. She was who she was. She did everything and anything she could to be part of the groupie. And she got herself into the parties. I had two lines on that. And unfortunately, when it came to editing and everything, my lines did get cut out. But it's okay. It's all good. You know, I still get paid residuals on the movie. But yeah, it was an amazing shoot. Shooting with Jennifer Aniston was amazing. She was so much fun. And Mark Wahlberg, the same thing, just really down to earth. And, you know, fun people, fun movie, and great memories. I'll leave it at that.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so we're coming up near the end of the show. So what advice would you give to young performers?
Believe that you can do everything and anything that you possibly put your mind to, because it never stops. Evolving in the business, when you have that creativity and that talent, it does take you a long way. But never stop trying. Never stop trying, because why would you want to stop not knowing if you could have ever have made it? And that is something that I definitely advise to a lot of the actors out there, because if you dream it, then you'll be able to succeed at it. And I'm living it right now. It really, truly is. It's such a surreal feeling to be able to wake up each morning doing exactly what I love to do. And, you know, I want to get into the producing side of everything, which I will with this new spinoff show. And, you know, I'm really excited, because all my true colors will show in this show of my creativity, my talent, you know, my eye for bringing talent on board, and just creating a show that I know a lot of people are going to enjoy. And like I said, going back to what I had mentioned before, just staying to the simplicity of who you are and that integrity, because that whole part of you, of what you put out there, you want it to be true. And that's reality.
Oh, well said, well said. Okay, so before you go, just tell all your friends out there how they can keep up with you.
Well, everyone, you can keep up with me on Facebook. I'm at Deanna Molay on Facebook. And same thing with Twitter. I'm Deanna Molay 1 at Twitter. And Instagram, same thing, Deanna Molay, first name, last name, DEANAMOLLE on Instagram. And I have my fan page as well on Facebook, first name, last name, Deanna Molay. So, yeah, I'm glad I know my name.
Well, these days of social media, you got to know your name. I tell you, you got to know all these
names. Yeah, sometimes they do forget. I'm like, wait a second, who am I today?
All these characters you're playing, too. Okay, yeah. Deanna, well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I definitely have you on again. I definitely want to hear more about OC Gold Diggers. It was just great to have you on the show and hear about all these exciting projects.
Well, I'm excited, too, and I always love the fact that when you reach out, and I do follow you on Facebook as well, and I love what you're up to. I love the fact that you were doing a play a couple of months ago, and I should call and interview you, because you got a lot going on, too.
Yeah, try to stay busy. I do the best I can.
Well, you do a great job at it. And like I said, if it wasn't for people like you, you make this business just as much fun, and you encourage me and you inspire me with everything that you do, too.
Oh, well, thanks for your kind words, Deanna. That's great. That feels great coming from you.
Oh, please. And you're handsome.
Okay. Thanks again for coming on the show, and have a great night and a great rest of the week.
Okay, well, you too, and we will talk soon.
Oh, yes, we will. Okay.
We will. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And everybody, let me leave you this quote from Alfre Woodard. She said, "Actors are one family over the entire world." Good night.